The following episode of the Local Musician Spotlight was pre-recorded on August 1st, 2023. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. And it's time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. Every week we feature local musicians and bands playing here in the KGVM studios or out in the Pat Cave, the Loken Production Studios in Belgrade. Tonight we're in the studios at KGVM, and I'm here with Stephen Steffen, and she also has a band, Stephen Steffen, and Scott, her bass player, is here with us in the studio as well. So we're gonna hear some music, and I wonder if you guys could like just introduce yourselves. I kind of already did it, but introduce yourselves and maybe talk about how long you've been playing together.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us. I'm really excited to be back on the Musician Spotlight. I love doing these shows. I'm Stephen Steffen. I'm from New York City, and I moved to Bozeman, Montana about 3 years ago, and I've just been doing lots of music here. I recorded an EP here and as well as filmed a music video, and I've just been doing some shows, doing some writing, forming my band, playing with my band.
Nice. Yeah, and I'm Scott Stebbins. I'm originally from Helena, Montana, but I moved to Bozeman for college, 2006, and I met Stephen Steffen through the symphony. We played together in the symphony, and that's how we came to know each other.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I think that, I think you were on the Spotlight solo probably not a long time after you moved here.
It's
been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It has been. It's crazy. Scott and I have been playing with each other technically for like a while.
Yeah.
But we didn't like officially meet until I was just looking for a bass player. And I just like went to the bass section. They always have like their own little like spot at the
cool
Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I need a bass player. And that's how I met Scott. And we've just been having a fun time since then.
Cool. Yeah, I think that your band did a thing where you opened for Lung?
Yeah.
At the filling station. We recorded that. We did a spotlight out of that with your band, which is a little bit different. Had a different guitar player and bass player than he had now.
Yes.
And of course, I've known Scott for
a while.
Yeah. Playing bluegrass. So yep. This is a little bit of a departure for sure from the context in which I was used to encountering Scott.
Yeah, it's my first time with an electric bass in probably about 15 years.
So yeah, you guys have you've been playing together with this band for not too long now.
Not too long.
Yeah, what was it, May or June?
Yeah, it was kind of, I think it was like around spring, like around April, we were asked to open for this band touring from Minnesota called Keep for Cheap.
That was
and
fun.
Yeah, we did a show with them, and we played with Cosmic Sands and Rocky Fall, and it was such a fun show. We did it at the Labor Temple. And yeah, that was our first show together, and we've just been playing together since.
Got into the record store day at Cactus. You guys
yes,
played there?
Yes.
Very
yeah.
fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, I wonder if maybe you want to play a couple songs and then we'll chat a little more.
Totally. Okay. So this first song that we're going to do is called Never Hurt At All, and it is an original. Maybe I'm just paranoid of all the things I work to avoid when you bring on the rain to wash away the pain. And I don't trust in myself, would save a life before I confront the cell. And I don't wanna stay when you bring on the rain. No, I don't wanna stay. when you bring on the rain, and would it be this hard? Would it be this hard if I had never heard at all? If I had never heard at all? And when I talk to myself, it's like a stranger could do better. So I sit in silence till everything feels still. I sit in silence till everything feels still. And would it be this hard? Would it be this hard? Just don't hate me when I'm broken, 'cause it feels like a crime when I do this all the time. So take me away to a safer place. Brush my hair out of my face. I almost believe in grace. Would it be this hard? Would it be this hard? I've never done that one acoustic before.
Really?
Yeah, no.
It works really well acoustic.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was that worked just fine acoustically, really. Yeah.
Okay. All right, this next one is going to be one of my classic covers. I think I've been doing this cover for a while. I think I did this cover in my first segment here. It's a tune by Lady Gaga called Angel Down, and it's off her her singer-songwriter record, Joanne. I know way too much about Lady Gaga's music, but anyway, this is a really great one. I confess I am lost in the age of the social. On my knees, take a test to be loving and grateful. Shots were fired down the street by the church where we used to meet. Angel down, but the people just turned around. I'm a believer, it's a trial, foolish and weaker. Oh, 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 I'd rather save an angel down. And I'm a believer, it's chaos. We're all leaders. Oh, 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 I'd rather save an angel down. Doesn't everyone belong in the arms of a sacred? Why do we pretend we're wrong? Has our young courage faded? Shots were fired down the street by the church where we used to meet. Angel down, but the people just stood around. I'm a believer, it's a trial, foolish and weaker. Oh, 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 I'd rather save an angel down. Next up, I got another original. This one is off my EP Creature, which is out everywhere, and it's called Bottom of the Ocean. This is going to be a very interesting take on the song. The recorded version is just filled with lots of like electronic embellishments and sounds that I created, but it's nice to do it stripped back. Bottom of the ocean, but it's okay, I'm a calm of the deep blue sea. Thought every near star scattered every lost island, but nothing compares to the treasure I keep. With me, so blue. and serene. Can you hear it calling? So lost, yet so so deep, I've drowned so many times. Just to find it again, oh, I couldn't take the risk of losing it, even if it cost my life. Can you see it with me? So blue.
I think that one works pretty well acoustically too, actually.
Yeah.
That sounded nice.
We are a string section, personally.
True, we are.
So, your EP's been out for a while. I was trying to remember, I think when we did that first segment, you played some of the songs off of it, but maybe it hadn't, I don't think it had quite been released yet.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But yeah, my EP's, I recorded that EP when I moved here. And it was like kind of a project that I started during the early days of the pandemic. And then it was like fully realized and finished here, which was like it was a really cool process because I was making this huge transition from like living in New York City and leaving to live somewhere completely different. So it offered me lots of fresh perspective.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of places that would be more different from New York City than here. And I mean, you know, I suppose Ekalaka or, you know, Two Dot Montana would be a little more different, but it's a pretty far cry from the hustle and bustle for sure.
Definitely.
So, how, like when you're writing songs now, does that seem to make a lot of a difference? Like just that change in atmosphere and environment?
It does, because I think like when you're in a transition period in your life, you know, things don't feel certain and things kind of feel unstable. And I think that I portrayed that pretty well in my EP. I think for me, the most important thing is just being honest in my music. I typically like to journal a lot. I like to write a lot of poetry. And then the music is kind of secondary to my thoughts, or they're kind of like a way to amplify my thoughts. So it's just, you know, I think that when I'm finally settled somewhere, I have even more room for creativity.
Yeah.
And just being present in what's around me and living in the moment is a huge thing for me as well, especially when it comes to writing.
Yeah. I grew up here and spent some time, not a lot of time, but some time back east and in the city once in a while. And just the hustle and the like nonstop just noise floor that was so high. It was hard for me. and I know some people, I think that it's hard going the other way when you're used to that. And then you come to a place that's really quiet. I mean, not that Bozeman's super quiet, but you don't have to get out very far and it is. And it's just, some people are like, wow, this is like being in an isolation tank or something. And so it just seems like that those two things probably must have some kind of a bearing on just how, maybe not the ideas that come out, but maybe the way that they get realized when you're making a song around them.
Probably. I think that for me, there's like the only difference is just the capacity and just like the size. It's more of just like a physical difference. And, you know, there's like literally less people here, but I don't think it's changed my creative process as much. I mean, it's nice that I don't have to take the train everywhere for like 2 hours. That probably like kind of helps. But in terms of my creative process, like, you know, I think community is like a really important thing for me. So like meeting people, playing with other musicians, meeting all types of musicians it's really important for my creative process, because at the end of the day, I'm writing to share with people and to hopefully connect with people. It hasn't changed in which, you know, it's still a very important to me to be involved in musical spaces, no matter like where I am. And fortunately, I found some really great musical spaces here. And I think I am pretty lucky to be saying that I do music full time. So I'm constantly immersed in it. I think that you always have to find like your village and find your community. None of this stuff can like happen without that.
Right.
So I think that's really important for me. That's definitely important for, I think, my creative process.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, I think that there are some people who maybe their creative process would work best if they were in a cabin out in the woods by themselves. And other people are just like, you know, that doesn't really work. It's just, you know, it sometimes it's fascinating to me just the breadth of that and how differently different people approach making music and the things that feed into it and the things that nourish it and stuff. And I think for a lot of people, really, the community is a pretty important aspect, you know, either from just nurturing ideas, maybe not so much, but, you know, helping to grow them out and refine them and help musicians kind of hone in on the way that they want it to develop and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot, Scott. There's a little classical music nerd action going on. That very early composer, Hildegard. Yes. Okay. They're this is like pre-Baroque. She locked herself in a room, like had like this communion with God or something, and then she like after locking herself in a room for like a long time, she came out with a bunch of these compositions and stuff. So I just like thought of that when you mentioned people hiding away in a cabin.
Yeah, the one that comes to mind is literally that Justin Vernon, Bon Iver. He went and hid in a cabin and then wrote that classic For Emma Forever Ago album.
yeah. It's the muse works in mysterious ways, I guess.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't write many songs, so I'm always impressed when somebody can just write songs in general.
Yeah. So you said that you do a lot of journaling and writing poetry and stuff. So in your songwriting, is that typically the start of a song is lyrics that you then build around? Or
good question.
Yes, there always there's. I think in my music, I think sometimes that my music definitely takes a lot of patience to listen to, you know. It's definitely in the singer-songwriter alley for that reason. And there's lots of, like, themes and tones. Like, I really love themes about rain. I really love themes about nature and the color blue or certain colors and stuff like that. It's always kind of around, like, an idea. Like left my pearl at the bottom of the ocean. Like, that was just, like, the beginning of, like, some kind of poem I was starting to write. And same with lots of my music. It always kind of starts with some kind of, like, metaphorical theme for me and what I'm trying to express, I guess.
Right. That again, is something that fascinates me, because I know some people that start the other end of the spectrum. They're like noodling around on an instrument, and they find some hook or, you know, some phrase or something, and then they play around with it, and they play around with it, and it starts to develop, and then they start to think about lyrics for it and you know, kind of approach it from the other end. And so it's just, yeah, I think it's just amazing how we can all have these different approaches, and in the end, kind of, they converge to a similar spot, I guess, you know.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that Scott and I have in common is that we grew up with Blink-182 being our favorite band.
Nice.
You know, so I think, like, people probably listen to my music and then, like, not. Maybe they do, maybe don't see any semblance of that. But I just kind of like the idea of just, like, making some kind of point across. For me, I just want to reach people and be relatable on, you know, very specific mediums that I can portray successfully. And, you know, sometimes I want to write a song and I just kind of want to say the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Or maybe sometimes I don't really have the most complex words to come up with. But I think just being able to reach as many people as possible and be able to get across my message as clearly as possible is really great. And some people don't have the patience to listen to, like, you know, Mixolydian scales and this and that. And,
right.
You know, and sometimes they really just want to hear a song or, you know, feel like they, I don't know, feel like there's someone out there that can express what they want to say.
Right.
So that's always been, I think, my goal with songwriting.
Yeah. Maybe use that pop hook or something, you know, to catch the attention. And then, once you've got that, you have some room to work, I think. You know, you can, if you get them drawn in, then maybe you can get them listening to the lyrics and maybe thinking about the message and stuff. I you know, that's another thing that fascinates me, like what it takes to get people engaged with a song.
Yeah.
Because I think that's also a thing that's pretty variable. So,
focus is long gone anymore.
Yeah. Boy, isn't that the truth? Regrettably.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, you want to play some more?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet Rain?
Yeah.
Okay. Totally. This will be interesting. Usually we play with a drummer. And
oh, yeah. It feels super different, actually, but
yeah.
It's kind
we'll
of
see
fun.
How it goes.
Okay. All right, I'll turn it off. Tap on my window, then a cloud starts to fill the sky. Will I venture out or will I stay low? Either way, I don't wanna get high, 'cause happiness don't mean a thing once I get a taste of your delicate sin. Sing me song, sweet rain. So hopeless and romantic, dancing to the sound of empty streets. And I start to miss your face and wonder if you're all alone just like me. Loneliness don't mean a thing, 'cause you're all in thunder, it's so comforting. Sing me songs, sweet rain, so hopeless and romantic, so desperately insane. You come around and kill the pain. I'm hopeless and erratic when you drown me in your sweet, sweet. Because good vibes just feel so far, far away. Even if it's just for a single moment, I could use a break. Sure could use some more break.
Yeah, it's a good song. Phil wrote that bass line, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, that. Everyone needs to give it up for Scott, because I wrote that on a MIDI keyboard with no knowledge of how it would be on an actual bass guitar.
Turns out it's very fun to play on an actual bass guitar.
Yeah, it looked like that was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the these acoustic versions of these songs from your EP there.
I really think that it's been overdue for me to just put out an acoustic version. It makes sense because I write all my music. I write all my music just with me and the guitar first, and then I go and decide what I want to make of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So when you're writing, do you use the acoustic usually, or the electric, or some of both?
Just the acoustic, just like the most accessible thing for me to just like say whatever I need to say and come up with whatever harmonic structure I need to come up with. You don't want to make it complicated right at the beginning. Yeah. It's just got to be straightforward, and then you can go and complicate it. But
yeah, there's always plenty of time for complication.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the girls go do 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 do. Candy came from out on the island. In the background, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was giving head, she said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. He said, hey baby, take a walk on the wild side. everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here, a hustle there. New York City's the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. They said, hey, baby, take a walk on the wild side. And the girls go, do, 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 do. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen her go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. They said, hey, darling, take a walk on the wild side. And the girls go, do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Jackie was just speeding away. Thought she could be jumping for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. She said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. They said, hey, Jay, take a walk on the wild side.
I would personally like to dedicate that song to Governor Ron DeSantis and you, Montana Representative Braxton Mitchell, yeah, with all my wishes of some kind.
Hey, but you got that $12.50 tax rebate, right? Now you're
going to
have Gene Forte.
That makes it up for all of it, that's for sure. I do have to say, I think the first time I heard you guys play that was last Thursday night upstairs, and yeah, it swings a little bit more than Lou's did.
Yeah, Lou's a little stiffer. It seems, yeah, like when he plays that live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's definitely, again, one of my classic covers. I think the first time I did that song, there was this bar in New York City called Prohibition. And, like, you just, they have, like, just like a full band, just professionals. And you just come in and you're like, I want to do this tune. And they just back you up on it.
Sweet.
On the spot. And it's cool. You didn't have to pay. You didn't have to buy a drink, which is very rare for a place in New York City. And I did that tune, and it was so fun. And I remember there were, like, saxophone players and stuff. But anyway,
awesome.
It's actually more fun doing it with my group. And yeah, I'm so glad that we get to do it again.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get to do it again this Thursday.
Cool.
Sweet. Okay. This next song, it's very special. It is also off my EP, Creature. It's the first song that I wrote for my EP. So I guess it kind of like was the beginning of, I guess, this project in a way. So it's called Astrea. My father was a troubled man. My mother left home way too young. I can't sleep at night, so I dream all day of Astrea. I always take the lonely course. Not afraid of heights or water. Never seen anything quite like you, Astrea. Astrea. troubled man. My mother left home way too young. I couldn't fix their heart, so I sailed away to Astria. Lyric will come to me. I got it this time. I never was a careful soul. I never looked up to signs or statues. I've waited all my life for you, Astria.
I think that's still my favorite song of yours.
Mine too.
Yeah, I would be unable to explain why, but I mean, I like Sweet Rain, I like Creature a lot too, but I think for something about that song, I really
probably
like.
Probably because it's in seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happened completely unintentionally.
Just the one way you could finger pick them.
Yeah. Exactly. Nice. Exactly. We got two more.
All right.
All right, this is another original called Better Days. I think this one I wrote last year. A couple of these I haven't recorded yet, actually. But, yep, Better Days. Okay. It's bad, but I can't help but use him when he's this high and I'm feeling so low. Could it be so wrong? Love myself, that ain't a real mantra. And it's not my fault I'm broken. It's not like I promised him anything at all. Feeling so lost lately. I'm trying to stand tall on my own two feet. I'm crying like a huge baby and tell myself I'm sorry and there's better days ahead. Ooh, there's better days ahead. Ooh, it's 6 less pounds, girl, I got no bounds. There's better days ahead. Thank you. sounds are just bad karma waiting on me, but I'd do anything to numb the pain a little more. Maybe I've got a fucked love language, if it means that I need something from you that I really hate down to my core. I'm feeling so lost lately, and I don't even know if I'm guilty. I don't wanna rip the bandage off until there'll be better days ahead. Ooh, I want better days ahead. Ooh, it's 6 less pounds, girl, I got no bounds. There's better days ahead. Ooh, I want better days ahead. Ooh, I want better days ahead. Ooh, I'll get new tattoos and a crystal or two. There's better days ahead. Ahead, drunk on the Lower East Side, never catch the 5. There's better days ahead. Ooh, I'll see better days ahead. Ooh, I want better days ahead. Ooh, I'll lose 6 more pounds. I don't care how it sounds. There's better days ahead. All right, we got one more. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get Scott to. We need to get Scott to the Elm.
Got a show to see.
All right, this one we have never ever done acoustic. This is an experimentation for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think it's ever. It's done. It's done popular. And, you know, because of the song, it's a cover by Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill. I think it became, like, super popular when Stranger Things came out. It, like, revived that song. I mean, it was always a hit, but, all right. We're just going to try it.
Yeah, okay. I think we'll be all right.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Doesn't hurt me. Do you wanna feel how it feels? Do you wanna know that it doesn't hurt me? Do you wanna hear about the deal that I'm making? You.
Deal with God, then I get the swap.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yay for Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. That was a good season, actually. you've seen it, right, Bob?
I have not, actually.
Really? You haven't seen that season, or you haven't seen the
show? I haven't seen any of them.
Oh,
you would love it. Don't start
then. Save yourself.
You would love it. You would love it.
It's yeah, so I fun. Think sometime I'm going to have to
If binge. You're into like D&D and that fun stuff and just like 80s memorabilia, you would love it.
Yeah.
They really drug it out, though. It's getting a little old.
I mean.
No, you're just like, okay, like let's just end it.
Yeah, there are some shows. They have a lifespan, and sometimes they don't know it.
Yeah,
it's like, right. Well, you know. So you guys have. I saw you. You were upstairs at the Labor Temple last Thursday night. You'll be up there tomorrow, next Thursday. Doing post Music on Main shows.
Sweet Pea's this weekend.
It is Sweet Pea's this weekend. I got it on my brain. Slam will be in Bogart Park. Sweet Pea will be in Lindley Park, and but Thursday night, and this week you've got. Is Michael Kirkwood playing with you guys?
Yeah, we've got Michael Kirkwood opening, so I'm really excited. I'm super excited to hear him play and stuff. And
is he local, Michael Kirkwood?
He is.
Okay.
I don't think he's been playing a lot lately, but he just did a spotlight. I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So
sweet. Can I find those online? The spotlights.
Someday when someone myself gets around to post them, all of the ones that we do out at Pat's, the video ones, they're on YouTube, but the ones that we do here, I have to get them uploaded to our website.
Yeah.
But I have a note that says upload local music spotlights. So someday I will notice that note at a time when I can actually do it, and they will be up there. So, but yeah. And so people can come out Thursday night. This Thursday and next Thursday, and catch you guys live and in living color right upstairs at the Gallatin Labor Temple. Always fun shows, all ages.
And, all ages. Free entry.
Come on down. There will be free entry, but my spiritual advisor tells me that it's worth a lot of good karma if you drop a few bucks into the tip jar.
Totally.
So, you know, who doesn't need good karma? Really, anytime, but now in particular. So. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in. This has been a lot of fun. And so we'll get Scott off to the Elm.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet.